Empower Radio presents The Butterfly Moment. It's the classic quantum leap in personal growth. Now here are your hosts for The Butterfly Moment, John Schulter and Carrie Hall on Empower Radio.
Well, good day. Good day, my loyal listeners, much valued listeners. Thank you. Thank you so much for tuning into my show. I've told you this several times before, but this is my favorite time of the week. You know, my other appointments with life coaching clients or practicing law can't compare to the people that I talk to, cutting edge people that are developing, experimenting, utilizing tools to help make you better. As I indicate every week, I am a life coach and would love to have the opportunity to give you a free session. You simply call 248-568-7021 or send me an email at jjschalter, S-C-H-A-L-T-E-R, gmail.com. And you will get 55 minutes of my time and attention and evaluate where you want to go, what you want to do with your life, and what tools that we can engage to make it happen. This is a show, as you know, called The Butterfly Moment, which is one of my favorite metaphors of transformation. That time where the caterpillar, the lowly caterpillar crawling along, enters the cocoon for about 28 days in darkness, on faith alone. Reaches a moment where it continues to grow and expand so much that it breaks out of the cocoon and makes a realization that not only is it not a caterpillar and one of the most beautiful creatures God has made, but it can also fly. And so a long time ago, I got the notion, what was that like when that insect made the realization that he could be more, that transformation was at hand? And so that begged the question to my guest, which I ask, and I'll ask again today, what was your butterfly moment when you realized in your own way you could fly? Well, I have to tell you, I am really, really excited today because I've been, obsessed with a new tool, a new technique. And we've got an expert, Ms. Jill Masura, is going to talk about her practice, and she's going to talk about tapping. Hang on. I know. It sounds a little bit out there. It sounds a little bit woo-woo. But all morning, I've been listening to learned reports, scientific research, medical research, pharmaceutical research, showing how effective this is. But I'm not going to talk about it. I'm going to bring Jill in, the expert, and you're going to love her. She's a great, great lady, and I thank you, Jill, for being on the show.
Hi, John. Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
That's great. Well, you're also an empowerment coach, and I believe that you, some 8 years ago, made a transformation from being a career as a massage therapist, which I think is a wonderful place to start, where you begin to study the mind and body connection and through the release of physical pain, that you have found in your own way that tapping, or EFT, and I know you'll explain that, is part and parcel to your offering of transformation to your clients. Did I describe it right?
You absolutely did. Yeah. So all of that is true. Yes.
Okay. Tell me a little bit about you. You know, Pat, we usually go three acts. Tell me a little bit about your past and what you're doing currently. And I know I want to get in your workshops that you're going to be having, and then the future as you see it. But tell us about your past, Jill.
Okay, so you're right in mentioning that I did start in this, I guess we'd call it in general, the healing arts profession as a massage therapist a little over 8 years ago. And as I began to work with the human body and the human experience, helping people release pain in their bodies, I sense this deeper connection in people with their stories and how the mind and the body work together. And so I started researching and studying all kinds of tools and techniques that would improve that process and quicken that process for people, actually, you know, anything that you can do to bring people relief more quickly and easily is always something that I've been a proponent of and interested in. So, and in that research, I found a number of things, but none of them grabbed me like the practice of EFT or tapping, as it's come to be known in recent years. So that's how I discovered it. But really, I discovered it as a student of it in my own life first before I started employing it with clients in my practice. And I think that that's one of the most powerful ways to experience, you know, to know about anything and to be, you call me an expert. I think that's a heavy title, but we become an expert through our own experience, right? So,
Well, you know what's great about, and not to interrupt, but I was so impressed. Great teachers have a story and a past that allows them to relate. I call it, in my own instance, taking your mess and making a message, and taking that thing that has happened in your life. And I know that you had some challenges. You want to talk a little bit about them?
Sure, absolutely. I was really touched when you were explaining that experience of the butterfly moment, and your beautiful description in your opening here today.
Thank you.
Because that's what it is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Any transformation is that moment. So, I'm really open and upfront about some of the challenges that I had in my life because they're part of me.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever we hide has the power to take us, down in some way. So I just believe that our power stands in our truth and saying, this happens to me, but this has happened to me, but it didn't define me.
Mm.
And so I struggled with, and this is, this is on my website and I'm very upfront about it with my clients. I struggled with disordered eating for decades, a couple of decades, and an addiction to alcohol as well. The dynamic that creates in your life and the struggle and the obstacle and sort of that hamster wheel that you get on with both of those diseases can really put you in a place of despair and sort of darkness. And when you said dark, breaking out of the cocoon, the darkness before the light, I've been there.
Mm.
So, that is part of my past, and it's a profound part. And what's the best part of the story is that I was able to find surrender, in the beginning, right, to it, to say, I need help, I need to figure a way out of this. But first, part of that is figuring how you got in there in the first place.
Mm.
And so that's what we're doing with coaching, right? And you well know as a coach, we're not just looking at only solutions. We're also looking at how did you get to this moment, that you're in right now? And how can we move forward, undo that, understand it, forgive it, But what we realizing what brought us here is important.
Mm-hmm.
And then all the, our power lies in how we're going to take it from here.
Sure. So, that kind of reminds me of one of my favorite stories of Gandhi, which is one of my favorite political figures and writers and all that kind of stuff. Anyway, the story is that a mother came to Gandhi and said, young child is undisciplined. All he wants to do is eat candy, and he won't eat his other meal. And he's recalcitrant. I don't know what to do. I don't want to get violent with him. And Gandhi said, give me 2 weeks. And so the mother came back, left and came back 2 weeks later, and he delivered his kind of lecture and explanation to the child, and it was just wonderful. It was inspiring. He could talk about discipline. He could talk about deprivation. He could talk about these other things. And the mother finally said, you have these wonderful words that you're giving to my child as gifts. And she said, why did you have to wait 2 weeks? And Gandhi said, well, 2 weeks ago, I was eating candy. And so the wisdom of that is that until you've been there before, and I don't care what the addiction or affliction was, whether it was cancer or whether it was alcohol or food or any one of those things, we come here on earth for a roller coaster ride.
Yeah.
And we love challenges.
Yeah.
And if you ever go through a... God bless them, a senior citizen center, and you see these people in their post-90s just looking at the wall or whatever, they have no problems. They have no challenges. Maybe they're putting together a crossword puzzle or something like that. But you have to engage, you have to reframe, like you were saying, your problems to get you to that place. And when you can get to that place like Gandhi, you can be the change you wish to see in the world. The thing I love about coaching, I know that you're so like-minded about this, is that this is forcing me to be on my tiptoes.
Yes.
And best behavior. Or else I can't be effective, right?
Absolutely. If we do not walk our talk, if it's just talking, there's a difference between somebody who says that and someone who is that. And it shows. We feel that. We feel that from great teachers. We feel that from great coaches. We
sure.
feel that, from leaders, right, out in the world who we know really have the experience behind them that creates the empathy and the connection. So, it's important. It's really important.
Well, tell us how you came upon it. Apparently you were in a different area of, mental wellness. And something happened. How did I get introduced to you, the tapping?
Well, the tapping came, after I had gotten well and was on my way in a new career. And I was really just kind of stumbled on it like a lot of people stumble, on the internet, right? Surfing around.
Yeah.
And I saw this technique called, because I was connected to a lot of body work sites and mind body sites and always looking for new and effective tools to use in my practice, I discovered this technique called EFT, which stands for Emotional Freedom Technique. And they were telling all kinds of stories about how, by tapping on certain points on the body, we could release all kinds of conditions from chronic pain to chronic health conditions and anxiety and depression. And the list was so long and diverse that it really grabbed me. And I thought, this just seems like, too good to be true, but I want to know more.
Mm-hmm.
So I, got on a number of different sites and signed up for the back in the day, the newsletter and everything that people were doing, and just became a student of this technique. And, at first it seemed a little quirky, right? Mm-hmm. Like new things do to us. It looks a little funny and it seems a little awkward to us as we begin to use it in our lives. But it works.
Mm.
And so, we'll do anything just about anything that helps us be pain-free.
Mm.
And so, does it look silly? Yeah, but am I pain-free? Am I unafflicted? I think was the word you used, that word, afflicted. Am I moving forward? Am I progressing, out of this pain cycle? And that can be anything from physical pain, honestly, to emotional pain, too. So, there's a... What becomes incredible about this tool is it's a physical, we're tapping physically on points on the body and we're saying certain statements. That's the psychological component to it, is that there are empowering statements and that you're saying along the way. But experiential tool that really helps us quickly move out of that problem that we're in at the time.
You know, in doing my research this morning, I found it kind of humorous that rest assured, and I love the medical profession because of what they've done for me, and I always like an integral approach, but one of the experts were saying the medical profession or the pharmaceutical industry is not going to like it, but the insurance companies probably will, because you've got this holistic, effective, and yet pretty, I don't want to say cheap, inexpensive way of self-therapy.
Yes, it is considered a self-care tool, and you may pay money to attend a workshop or to work one-on-one with a tapping therapist or a coach to learn the technique in depth. But really, it's a free, once it's you to you, it's a self-care tool, and you don't need any special equipment or clothing, or you don't need to go anywhere, to a facility or anything like that to use it. So how great is that, to have something at your disposal wherever you are, wherever you go, and at any time? It's incredible.
Suddenly, traffic jams have new meaning, right?
Don't they? That's one of my favorite.
Get rid of your road rage. Talking about workshops, you have told me that you've got something coming up that you can give us some information on.
Yes, I do. Thank you for mentioning it. I have a tapping workshop coming up on March 11th. That's a Sunday, and it's going to be held in Rochester Hills at Red Lotus Yoga Studio at 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Okay. And now for our listeners, if they wanted to reach you, your phone number is 248-821-8522.
Yes.
Okay.
So they can reach me there, or they can contact me through my website, which is jillmasura.com.
Okay.
And the events are on there. There's all kinds of great information about tapping. I just shot a tutorial video a few days ago that's going on there shortly. So they can, get all kinds of great information there about the technique and what it is and how to use it right away. And then if you're inspired, you can also attend the workshop. And I also offer this as part of my coaching with every single client.
That's what I like. That's what I like, because you've got something of a physical modality. Now, for the people out there doing some sort of self-diagnosis, I know this works for stress. Tell us some of the other things that this is good for. So if they're looking for reasons to come to your workshop, what would they be?
Okay, so stress is such a broad term, isn't it?
Yeah.
And that has so many dynamics lumped into what we call stress. And what stress really is that residual, those feelings that we're feeling in the body, right? Mm-hmm. So something happens, and because of that connection between the mind and body, we feel sensations in the body that are meant to signal to us, you're in danger of some sort, or you're in stress, right? We call it stress, but it's really this part of our brain that's responsible for fight or flight, that fight or flight mechanism. So, and then the responses that sends to the body is what we call stress. So anxiety, depression are components of stress, right?
Mm-hmm.
Chronic pain, chronic health conditions. I've worked with people to shift their conditions like lupus, rheumatoid arthritis, a lot of the autoimmune diseases are have an energetic or emotional component to them. So this tool, because it's not only a self-care tool, but it's a tool of self-awareness, that focuses a lot, not necessarily only on the problem at hand, but how are we feeling about it? Where am I feeling this in my body? And so that's why it's so great for pain relief. So autoimmune, weight loss, weight control.
One of the things I was very impressed with, and this is on a practical level, public speaking. If you had, you know, some difficulties or, you know, some raw sores in the past of public speaking that, you know, prior to going on, that this would be very helpful for that.
Very, very helpful for that. Because why are people reluctant to speak? Because they get scared, right? So mm-hmm. it's that exact part of the brain that tapping targets, that fight or flight, you know, the part of the brain that's responsible for fight or flight, is what tapping turns off. It tells to shut off. So when we're in that fear response, which public speaking is, I think it's second to dying.
I know. Right?
I know. Number one fear, right? Death and then public speaking. So, and you know it and I know it.
Yeah.
We do that, right? That,
right.
That it's real, you know, to stand up in front of a group. But yeah, so tapping before that quiets that response down. And so, you know, think of the implication of that, that not just for public speaking, but for all kind breaking through all kinds of barriers in our life that are fear-based at the root, but present themselves in, you know, maybe not being able to move forward in our career because we're afraid to go have a conversation with our boss about, you know, a raise or, so, you know, we can use tapping on all kinds of areas for success, setting ourselves up for success when we realize that part of the reason that we're not doing something is because we're afraid to. We don't know, you know, the unknown.
Yeah.
So when we can tap, use tapping around limiting beliefs as well as physical conditions, it really is just a phenomenal tool in everybody. It needs to be in everybody's toolbox.
Sure. You know, and just so that our readers can get a visual on this, I mean, tapping is very non-obtrusive. It is a matter of like between the, well, why don't you tell us the areas of your face and your head that we do just a little, like you said, a tapping. It's just like you were tapping on a desk or something.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
So, yeah. So the tapping algorithm that I use and employ with clients is just on 9 points on your body. One of them is on your hand. And they're really in the upper body. So it's not, you know, there's not a lot of movement involved. It's very subtle motion, and that's why it can be done really anywhere. But most of the tapping points are on the head, and two of them are, there's one like over the heart mm-hmm. and then underneath the arm.
Mm.
So, and then the rest are on the head and face. So, you know, it's really just this really simple, easy to learn algorithm of moving from point to point and tapping a few times on each point. And what you're tapping on is actually a system in all human beings called the meridian system. And that's what acupuncturists and acupressurists use when in their practices. So we're tapping on acupressure points along this system
mm-hmm.
to send a signal back to the brain to turn off that part of the brain called the amygdala. I'll throw a little science in.
Yeah,
here.
Yeah.
But that's responsible for igniting fight or flight, setting up fight or flight.
You know, it should be. It just may, in my view, makes sense because when you combined yoga, when you combine, you know, some of the other things, other modalities like stretching massage especially, and getting the acupuncture and some of those kind of things. This is all of that, but it's something that before a job interview, you're sitting in the parking lot, you can hit these areas and getting really in what they call in the receptive mode.
Absolutely. You tapping is so works so quickly. That's, you know, I keep saying that's what I love about it, but it is this crazy love affair that I have with this tool because it just keeps blowing my mind, you know, in the ways that it's helping people in their lives.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it, you think you're working here, but then it's helping here, you know, so it, you know, in people's lives. So it's like, I don't know. It, mm-hmm. You know, it starts in the physical, you know, you mentioned the, sitting in your car. Yeah. And you're, in addition to tapping on the points, you're having sort of just a little chat with yourself.
Yeah.
You're venting through, you know, I'm feeling nervous, and you're giving a voice to your feelings.
Speaking of voices, we're almost through, mm-hmm. but I wanted to again remind you of this workshop. If you had any inclination, it would be the best money that you've spent. We spend money on vitamins. We spend money on all types of movies and all the activities that make us feel good. Do yourself a favor. Call up Jill at her number, 248-821-8522. She's going to have a great, great workshop on this. I'm going to be there, that's for sure. Wild horses couldn't get me away. But lastly, Jill, thank you so much for being on the show.
John, thank you so much. It's been a delight.
You are really making a difference in the world, and thank you for sharing your butterfly moment. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.